Damon's joined us now here post-game. And I'll tell you what, as tough as that was at the end of the game, I appreciate you even getting up here tonight. But I didn't understand all the penalties. The one on Nenendahl, we looked at the replay about three times up here. They kept showing it on the screen. He did get the arms up on him. He hit him in the headgear. He broke his helmet, and he did get cut. But interference on the call for 5 minutes and then 2 minutes for slashing. I didn't think he used a stick anywhere. And then you get a bench minor. What was the bench minor all about that Nellis served?
Probably say way too much. I mean, I think it's complete embarrassment. I mean, what a horrendous job by the officials tonight. And, you know, I mean, I feel bad for the kids. We played hard, did a heck of a job. I thought, you know, if we didn't have to kill, I couldn't even tell you how many minutes. I've never seen that in entire career in hockey to have a 7 minute thing off might have been a 2 minute penalty if that. I thought it was a, you know, we looked at it too, you can't even find a penalty if you're looking for it. So just a really poor job, and then you know, everything goes and we get one late to thwart any chance to tie that thing up. So just a real poor job. No idea in the bench minor, no warning, no talk, just embarrassed for our league tonight for officiating like that.
Well, you said going into the game tonight, our pregame talk, that we'd play a lot better, and you did. You played much better. Diego Cuglietta got you on the board in the first period with a goal that evened it up at one. You took the 2-1 lead in the second period. Great play by Hultz off the wall, and Gage teed it up and beat the goaltender Redmond, and it's 2-1. With 4 minutes left in the second period, it's still 2-1. A giveaway in our zone. It's in our net, 2-2. But you're still right in the game, and all of a sudden these penalties start.
Yeah.
And the time just killed you. And I thought you did a tremendous job killing the penalties. But 8 seconds left in all that penalty time, and Heenan scores after Gage blocked the shot.
It was a little bit of our, you know, the story of the weekend, a little bit in terms of bounces and puck luck. I think it was Gage Terrell had a great shot block on that play, and that it bounces right to their stick with 8 seconds left. And so, you know, the puck luck on that are you know, Diego, Gage, Gus, Mitch, the defensemen were phenomenal on the penalty kill. Gordy was phenomenal on the penalty kill. But, you know, the goal you mentioned, their second goal, like you said, we should have gotten out of that second period with a one-goal lead, and if feel good about that on the road and put the clamps down a little bit. So you know, that's one we can't give up, just on a turnover on down below at our goal line. And you know, give them credit, they buried on it. Joel Esperon's nice shot, Gordy had no chance on that, but that gave them the life and the energy. And like I said, then the referees decided to insert themselves and just make a mockery of the game tonight.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a tough way to go down. You know, you played so much better than last night. Last night to me was like an anomaly. That's not the team we've seen all year. They came out tonight and played really hard and wind up having to kill penalties the entire third period, and you lose a game by a score of 4-2. All you can do now is go home, get ready to play at Ferris State next weekend.
Well, I've said it a lot early, too. You know, we weren't as good as people were saying we were early on with the way we were winning and the points and the goals we were racking up. You know, and certainly, you know, I still feel good about this team. And, you know, people might look at the box scores and whatnot, but I like our hockey team. Like you said, we have to regroup and we have to get back to work Monday and get angry and upset about it. We'll use, you know, what happened here tonight to move our team forward. And obviously we go on the road, have a couple more tough road games down at Ferris, and you know, we stay on the road for a while here. So, you know, we like this hockey team. We'll be fine. We're a good hockey team. You know, we really are, to come in here. And like you said, last night was an anomaly there, and that's not who we are. But tonight we showed we can play with them, and you know, you deal with some poor officiating and try to battle through, and that's the hard part. Feel bad for our guys. I think they deserve better than you know, to not have a chance to come back because of the refs.
Well, you look at this, if you were to look at the shot chart and look at everything at the end of the game, all the stats, you'd say, well, Lake Superior took a whole bunch of penalties. They're an undisciplined team. They deserve to lose, and they got outshot 21-6 in the third period and 47-20 for the game. But man, that was a 2-2 tie going into the third period, and the only reason it wasn't a great third period is penalties.
Well, yeah, and then the shots, like you said, I think what we have 4 minutes straight of 5-on-3 to have to kill, which we did, and then the 8 seconds left there, and you know, and then you're putting heavy minutes on guys like Holtz, Terrell, you know, Ryder, Chats, Diego, Gus, and so that's hard to come back from. You got to try to mount some offense after being on your heels for whatever that was, 9-7 minutes, and then the late call, which was just a terrible call as well, and it, you know, the whole game is that stick work, and then they call one late with a minute 40. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, we've got to get better. We've got to move forward. I think we'll be fine when this thing's all said and done. And I like our hockey team. You know, it's been a good start, and we won't let this sidetrack us. We'll move forward.
Well, Michigan Tech, pretty good team. They're a lot better than I thought they were going to be. They moved the puck out of their own zone. That veteran defensive core they got. You know those kids pretty well. They're good. They can move it.
Well, not only the D, that you know they're a couple experienced forwards, the Les Bronces, the Hainanens, the guys who you know they played a lot of college hockey. And I thought you know Friday night part of that you know us not being good was to their credit. They were good and they took it to us. They won the battles. They were stronger on puck. So you know we need to learn from games like this and move forward as we said. But you know this makes us a better hockey team. And obviously we wish the results were different tonight. And there was a good chance it could have been had you know it not been affected from outside.
Well, we can do something at Ferris State. We'll be there next weekend on Friday and Saturday. They got beat tonight by Michigan State 4-3. They had a 3-1 lead in the second period on their home ice and lost to State. So Lakers will go in there and do well. We'll get ready this week. It's a short week. You're going to have to maybe take it easy on Monday and then Tuesday and Wednesday go hard and go down there on Thursday and get ready for that game.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, we'll, like I said, we'll look at some things this week with the long bus ride home tonight and make some adjustments that way. But, you know, back on the road, our guys don't mind it. And, you know, you go from a team like this to a much different style of game in terms of the ice sheet and the way things happen. So it's a quicker, not as skilled game, I guess, in some ways, because everything has to happen quicker on that smaller ice sheet. So, you know, we got some teaching to do there and some preparation to do there to turn around and get this back. You know, critical WCHA points.
All right, Damon, thanks for joining us here post game.